All right, folks, we have been waiting on them. I say waiting on them. It's taken a wee bit for them to get here. Some of them came on plane this morning. I think that's the lucky ones that we have in the studio. It's Rumours of Fleetwood Mac. Yay!
Hey,
the ones that we have in the studio are the lucky three. I'd like to know. We've got Louise Rogan, we've got Alan Hughes, and we've got Ben Hughes.
Hello.
What was the draw for the plane this morning and then the boat this afternoon, which you did not do?
Some of us chose the Helter Skelter and the others chose the washing machine. It was a bit of six or one, half a dozen of the others. So.
But you're the three happy ones that
we're
here today.
Yeah, we got the Helter Skelter.
So the rest of them are just absolutely exhausted.
They've only just got here.
They're still on the boat.
They've only just got here.
They actually stayed overnight on the boat.
No!
They said, I'm sorry, we're not going to sail. You'll have to stay on it.
Awful. I was seasick once and it was awful.
It's dreadful.
It's the worst feeling in the world.
Well, the professionals just have to sort themselves out.
That's what we told them. Yeah, stop whinging, we said.
For the gig tonight in the waterfront, people have been in touch looking for tickets. Yes, go to the waterfront, get tickets, phone up. There are some left, but we will be giving some out as part of a competition. You didn't know that, did you?
No, we didn't.
Now, Rumours. It's Rumours of Fleetwood Mac.
It
so,
sure
Rumours
is
an album.
Yes.
Everybody knows. They all know that era as well.
Yes.
So this was going to be a bit of a... People are always going to scrutinise you if you're a band like this.
Uh-huh.
But what was the feedback on this? Because you've got an extensive array of gigs that you do.
We tend to do a different tour almost every year.
Yeah.
And many people in Ireland will have seen us when we've been over here over the past 15 years now.
Mm-hmm.
So this particular tour, we're actually doing the Rumours album mm-hmm. in its entirety. Along with some of the later stuff as well,
mm-hmm.
and some of the very early stuff, blues stuff, because we've got three lead guitarists now, so we can blast the place out with to all the old blues fans and that. But
mm-hmm.
We're really looking forward to it because we haven't been over for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Last time you were here, you were here at the Odyssey with the Odyssey.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was a big thing. You absolutely loved it.
Yeah. Fabulous. We loved that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mick Fleetwood has said that this is his baby, this album. I mean, always going to be eyes on this album.
Well, wouldn't you if you'd sold 40 million? Wouldn't you say that was your baby?
Has anybody ever met? I think I read in one of the promotion things that someone had actually met Mick. Has Fleetwood Mac ever come to see any of your gigs?
Yeah, they've played with us. Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah,
what was that like having them there?
Scary.
I just kept turning around and thinking, oh my God, that's Mick Fleetwood on drums behind me. It was just a surreal moment.
It was a very strange thing, especially when you've woken, you've spent most of your life listening to their music. And for me, because I'm one of the older ones in the band, I've spent my life listening to Peter Green and the early
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So to actually be playing with them on the gigs,
unbelievable,
and turning around on stage and seeing them there.
I mean, what happened? Did they just ring your manager or ring you up and go, here, listen, let us in and let us play?
They just turned up.
Our tour manager said,
don't
worry about it, but I'm going to tell you something very special.
Yeah, it was in the interval of a show as well, wasn't it? He came and told us.
They're in the audience.
There's a big entourage here, and it's because Mick Fleetwood's here with everyone.
But Mick Fleetwood's here. Oh, okay then.
Definitely one for Mick. Now, the band itself has been going for about 14 years.
Yeah.
And how did that start? Did you start off because you were big fans of Fleetwood Mac? Or are there any Mad Queen fans in the band going, oh no, I want to play Queen? What way did that work out then?
Well, we're all friends from different times of our lives, really.
Yeah.
The drummer and Amanda had been friends. They'd gone to school together. And we all played in different bands and did different things. And we were just together on a project, completely not related to Fleetwood Mac.
No,
and,
in a studio,
yeah, in a
wasn't
studio.
It?
And someone just turned around and said, God, you really, really sound like Fleetwood Mac. You know, your two lead singers sound like Christy McVie and Stevie Nicks. And so we were like, oh.
Light bulb.
It was mad, really.
It was Cher's producer, Alan Rawling, Brian Rawling. And he said, you sound more like Fleetwood Mac than they do. And he said, I know, because I've been out with them many times. Why don't you do this? And we said, oh, okay.
Brilliant. So that's as easy as
It was really strange.
Now, Louise, you're on lead vocals and you do the Stevie Nicks part. Alan, Lindsay Buckingham, Ben... It always says in the blurbs, Ben, I'm the young one. What does that mean? You just came to the band a little bit later then.
It just means I do everything.
Oh, right.
Yeah, absolutely everything.
Any gaps he fills
them
all in.
So you're the Danny Kerwin of the band.
Yes.
Now, the thing is, when people go to see you, because I've read some of the reports from various newspapers, magazines, and it says it's astonishingly mind-blowing. Not only do you sound like them, but was there pressure to try and fit into a sort of visual thing with the band?
Not really.
Not visually,
really,
no. Symbolically,
yes,
it does.
Yes.
Because that's more by fluke than by design. It does symbolically look like Fleetwood Mac on stage. But we never went down the route to try and look like them. We were all very much into their music.
Because then you're turning into more of a glam rock.
It's got to focus like and concentrate on
the
music.
We do really a full concert show. Yeah. And there's other bands that do that kind of thing, but it's more for a fun type place, but we've always tried to sound very, very much like them when we're playing their music, because it's very easy to be found out, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's really difficult, I guess, trying to sound exactly like them, but keep the fun element involved for us as players as well as musicians, that we can. There's enough wiggle room for us to try.
It doesn't want to be sterile.
No,
it's
not. Yeah, so it's.
I think we probably sound bigger than the actual thing because it's live and there's more of us on stage,
more textures,
and we can push it when it matters. Yeah. So we can get a bit more of an aggressive sound, which people like when it's live, don't they? So. But
I'm all right. I'm just so excited. So anybody who's thinking of going, listen, get on the phone now and phone the Waterfront and say, where's my ticket? Let me in.
Well, hopefully it'll be more than less than 2 years before we come again.
Yeah, sure.
We used to come over a lot and play some of the smaller venues, but we haven't done that for a while now, have we? But we're really, really looking forward to this tonight.
I can't wait.
And
absolutely,
if you haven't seen us, drag yourself down. Yeah. I know the weather's bad, but we made it. Why
Listen,
can't you?
The weather here has never stopped us coming out anywhere.
That's what we love about coming to town.
Listen, there's a gig on, we're going, and never mind. We're slashing it. Don't care, we're going. Bring an umbrella. Listen, you're going to do a couple of bits of some tunes for us.
Well, as you can imagine, we've literally fished two guitars out of the water
whilst we were on the ferry.
we just opened the cases now and hope to God that they were okay.
Sound. They're okay.
They're nearly in. So we'll do just a couple of snippets of some well-known songs.
Okay.
As you can appreciate, there's only three of us here, not seven. So,
okay, take it away.
We'll do dreams,
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Share you.
Wow. Wow. I've lost my little...
Dry the tears.
I don't know what I've done. Absolutely brilliant. It was no, it was excellent. I'm absolutely mesmerised here. So you're going to play something else for us?
We'll do something else for you. Yeah. Do a little bit of Landslide. Okay. Yeah. Seems to be everybody's one of the real favourite songs, this. I think what most people got to realise with Fleetwood Mac is they come from a lot of different genres. You had your real heavy blues type thing when they first started off, and then you had Buckingham Nicks coming from a more country type rock background, and then of course Mick and John, and you know, so there's lots of different facets to all of the music, and you tend to get that in the show because it switches from one to another quite regularly, so there's always something for everybody. I think that's the why it's taken.
I don't know about anybody else, if they're in their cars or anything. Oh, take it easy, because I was absolutely mesmerised. No, I really was. So take it easy if you're driving, if you have to pull over to listen to this, do that.
Okay. We'll do Landslide.
I took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills, and the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? Can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the season of my life? I don't know. Will I be free to change? Bolder, children get older, I'm getting older too. So take this love, take it down. Oh, if you climb a mountain and you turn around, if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, will the landslide bring it down, down? And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills, well, maybe the landslide'll bring it down. Well, the landslide'll bring it down.
Wow, amazing. Listen, guys, absolutely amazing. They are playing at the waterfront this evening. There are a few tickets left if you are lucky enough, but we will be giving it a couple of ways, so you're going to have to leave me a question for listeners. And well, if Fleetwood Mac at all was your thing, even if they aren't your thing, the reports are these are mind-blowing gigs. Get yourselves down to that.